ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. I hope that everyone had a wonderful Memorial weekend and took some time to recognize the debt we have to those who served our country and gave everything they had. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Judge, at the court's pleasure, Pastor Winston's going to do the invocation.
Please.
Creator, thank you for allowing us another day, a beautiful day. We ask this morning that you watch over each and every commissioner, touch their hearts and their minds as they conduct county business. This we ask, Creator, and we ask that this be acceptable unto you, our prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for being here today. We're going to begin our meeting today with a few items out of order. Under Constable Precinct 2, Item A, and under County Commissioners, Item F. Item A, under Constable Precinct 2, is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing David S. Warner for 30 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Constable's Office, to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And Item F, under County Commissioners, consider possibly approve a resolution for Dr. Kenneth R. Evans. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Warner, if you would like to come up to the podium. Already in.
Well, it's been a...
Why you opposed?
It's been a great time working here. I got to say that honestly. Met a lot of great people over my years. I'm just glad to be able to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. And we've had our ups and downs along the way, bumpy roads, but it's been a great, great career. And I thank everybody and appreciate you for having me.
All right. Well, if you'll let me read this, it says, whereas David S. Warner devoted 30 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas David Warner has served dutifully, dedicating his talents and pledging his services as a peace officer in Jefferson County Constable's Office, as a Lieutenant Deputy Constable, making an outstanding contribution to law enforcement in Jefferson County as a peace officer. And whereas Mr. Warner received the Employee Excellence Award in 2014 for his integrity, professionalism, self-motivation, and dedication, and has earned the respect of his colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County. And having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Constable's Office, he is recognized for his unselfish devotion to common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will be missed by his friends and co-workers. And therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County is hereby honor and commend Mr. Warner for his dedicated service as a valuable employee and wishes him all the best in his retirement. We have a flag that was flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse in your honor, and we hope that you will enjoy it. You'll enjoy many years on the DCRS. And have a great one. And we appreciate our presence. Dr. Evans, if you could come up. With sadness that I read this resolution of the Commissioner's Court. Again, whereas Dr. Kenneth R. Evans has faithfully served as president of Lamar University for the past 8 years, and during his tutelage contributed to our region by creating the Center for Advances in Board Management, the Center for History and Culture of Southeast Texas and the Elbow Gulf Coast, the Center for Education, Innovation, and Digital Learning, and the Center for Midstream Management and Science, Whereas Dr. Evans oversaw new construction on campus, including the Wayne A. Rios Administration Building, the Center for Innovation, Commercialization, Entrepreneurship, the Science and Technology Building, which is the first fully academic building on campus in over four decades, including a state-of-the-art maker space, the new Welcome Center, and the new entrance into Lamar University, which Dr. Evans was egg-bent on, having to move a concrete and materials company out of the way. Well, it took a while, but he was tenacious. And he started the university first.
Is that all in the documents?
Official front door to the university. David starting as serving as the starting place for all the cardinal journeys that are going to begin. And I saw the new Welcome Center yesterday driving by there. It's beautiful. And whereas Kenneth R. Evans' increased efforts in recruitment and retention of students, especially international and transfer students, faculty research and grant funding, higher quality customer service towards our students and prospective students, as well as marketing and public relations. And whereas Dr. Evans brought the university through a strategic plan from 2015 to 2020 and finalized a strategic plan for 2020-2025, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Board of Jefferson County is hereby honor and commend Dr. Evans for his exceptional dedicated service as president of Lamar University and congratulates him on his retirement and wishes him well in all future endeavors and proclaims Saturday, June 5th as Kenneth R. Evans Day. We've mentioned that the first fully academic building on campus in over four decades that you oversaw the building of the Science and Technology Building was a huge partner thanks to your assistance in helping us to store vaccines during our last year of dealing with COVID. And so we appreciate the partnership county and the university has always had the mutual assistance that we were able to give each other, and I am praying that whoever your successor is will be as talented and dedicated as you have shown yourself to be.
Dr. Evans, I want to say one word to you. You and Miss Nancy brought a class to Lamar, second to none. When I met you the first time, when the committee brought you here, and I said to you, that guy be back. You had that certain thing, that it. We appreciate what you did for this community and for Lamar University as a grad of LU. We really appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you.
Judge Braddock, thank you. It's been a pleasure and honor, distinct pleasure and honor to serve as president of Lamar University, and Nancy was an amazing company and a tremendous supporter all the way through. It has been an interesting partnership between the university and the county. We hosted almost 500 guests in the Montaigne Center during Harvey, and it was an honor to be a part of what it took to make it possible for all of us to survive that catastrophic event. But I've become incredibly appreciative of the way this community pulls together. I've been in no other quite like it, and I have grown immensely because of the opportunity you provided me. I thank you for the way you receive our students, and the way you appreciate them and respect them in the community, and they are much appreciative of what you do on their behalf, and I wish you all the very best in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Tabling item A under human resources after discussion between the sheriff and the director of human resources. And we'll also be tabling for Code of Federal Regulation purposes items F, G, H, I, is consider an approved award for invitation for bid for phase six, first time sanitary sewer improvement project in Jefferson County on the CDBG program with the Air Agent of Texas LLC for a base bid amount of $101,709.25 and alternate bid of $16,200 for a total contract amount of $117,909.25. Which is funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item B is consider an approved contract renewal for invitation for bid for on-call court reporting and transcription with Jan Gerard and Associates LLC from June 29, 2021 to June 28, 2022. Item C is consider an approved execute receiving file contract renewal for invitation bid temporary canteen meal catering disaster emergency for Jefferson County for a 7th 1-year renewal with Collins Kitchen LLC from June 29, 2021 to June 28, 2022, with price increases shown on attachment A due to an increase in food and labor costs. Item D is consider and approve execute receive and file contract renewal for invitations for bid for term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County with Advantage Interest Inc. for 4th and final 1-year options from June 15, 2021 to June 14, 2022. Item E is consider and approve execute receive and file a contract amendment for invitation for bid for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District, which will assign contract pricing for Univar USA to Viceris, as Univar USA divested the environmental sciences business to Viceris. Table F, G, H, I, and J. Item K is considered approved execute receive file professional services agreement with SoCo Group LLC for the development of an independent fee analysis and preparation of an independent fee estimate for airport drainage analysis and design project for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a fee not to exceed $3,957. That's funded by the CARES Act. Item L is consider and approve execute receive and file the job order contract with T-Tex Facilities and Maintenance for the HVAC hot water distribution piping repairs in Jefferson County Downtown Courthouse in the amount of $32,733.49 in accordance with Detroit Partners Job Texas contract. Do I have a motion to move items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Let's see a question. Alex, I thought this is not one we were holding. This is not one that we were holding also.
I asked that question right before, and since this is the analysis.
And it's considered a small purchase under the guidelines of the CARES Act, so we're good with going through the award.
Okay, I asked because P&I.
It's a very small amount, and it is considered a small purchase under the CARES Act.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We opposed. Yeah, that we already done Constable Precinct 2. Under County Airport, we have one item A, consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a lease amendment between Jefferson County and Crawford Hughes Operating Company, which cancels their service use agreement for approximately 2.3 acres of airport property located behind the Mosquito Control Building. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, Devin, under County Auditor. You have five items. Item A is consider an approved budget transfer for the attorney for purchase of police handheld radio in the amount of $4,583. Item B is consider an approved budget transfer for the county treasurer for purchase of 2 laptop computers in the amount of $3,062. Item C is consider approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 Service Center for security lighting. Item D is consider approve the following restructure for the Sheriff and Corrections Division. Reclass one major position to one captain position in law enforcement. Estimated annual savings of $8,800. Reclass one plumber position and office assistant to one captain position connections. incorrect, his estimate annual savings is $10,500. And item E is Regular County Bill Check Numbers 482956 through 483204. Do I have a motion for those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, to have it under County Commissioners. Item A, consider possibly approve a 30-day extension for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1, file their 2019-2020 compiled financial statements pursuant to Section 775.085 of the Health and Safety Code. Item B is to receive and file executed oil, gas, and mineral leads authorized in cause number B207186, appointing the county judge as receiver for lost air. Item C is considered possibly approved and authorized the county judge to execute a memorandum of agreement between the Texas Military Department and Jefferson County for land agreement for new readiness center. Item D is considered possibly approved a resolution to renew the disaster declaration of the issue for the May 2021 flooding pursuant to government code section 418.108B. Item E is to receive and file executed amended property tax abatement between Jefferson County and Emerald Biofuel pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. We've already done item F. Item G is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a request for release of funds of U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Texas General Land Office regarding Hurricane Harvey Home Buyout Program. Do I have a motion on those items under consideration? Moved by Commissioner Bush.
I'm a second.
Second by Commissioner Hall.
Several questions, Judge. And I guess to start off with the mineral lease, did we get any information on that particular thing? Is it something that comes back before the court?
Under Texas law, what happens whenever a company wants to lease land, there may be a surface owner, but the minerals were reserved and someone who has passed away, it may have left 50 heirs.
Okay.
They may be able to locate 35 of those heirs. And so they go to the district court and ask to appoint me as the receiver for those funds, which are then deposited in the registry of the court with the county clerk. After they've sat there for a period of time, no one makes claim to them, they're executed to the state comptroller. Normally when I get these, I will do a quit. I do not want to be appointed receiver, so I will normally do a search, and sometimes I find some of there just doing a Google search, and I will call the district judge and get him to call them in and make sure that they have made a diligent search for all the heirs. But this is just something the law authorized, which I'm not crazy about. Go ahead.
I got you. The other one is the military lease. Did we get information on it? I know last week I listened to the court, but do we have the memorandum of understanding and terminology and amounts of money and things of that nature?
Yes, sir. And Alex should have provided that in the packet. Go ahead and interrupt.
Lee Fraser copy.
And I will tell you that, you know, we've identified preliminarily a piece of property at the airport. We have an opportunity to switch out that land over a period of time because the federal appropriations process. So if there is ever another need for in West Side property, will look for additional property.
Okay. The state did not send out their environmental review personnel Friday. So I took him out, showed the site, he was able to take pictures. Much different than he thought, you know, originally, and that he would see it, you know, personally from there. But they seem to be pretty excited about the prospect of moving here. So it's all right.
Any other ones, Commissioner?
I guess the last one is, the return of the release of funds, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. What they mean release, Patrick?
Release, yes, I'm assuming.
To us?
Yeah, I don't have any backup on that.
Okay.
But I'm assuming that's to
allow us to use them.
Okay.
Those are,
I was hoping that was it. That's why I wanted to ask. I want to make sure, though.
Okay, that is. It with the GLO, and it's about providing a buyout program for approximately 20 residential dwellings affected by Hurricane Harvey. Homeowners located in the floodplain or residing in a repetitive flood area and who agree to relocate outside the floodplain or location of reduced flood risk. The property acquired with funds provided under this contract may be used for green space or for an eligible use as defined by the Federal Register. Project locations are not precisely identified yet. But the grant amount that we had received a while back was $10,651,308. So that's what that one is. And I think Vivian has identified some. But
right. So I think that's part of this.
I want to make sure, because at the end of court, I do have a little burr myself with this GMO.
Yes, sir, and I will tell you that just as a, and I assume it's with regard to the Community Development Project Mitigation Awards?
Period, yes, sir.
Okay, so Judge Sylvia, Judge Gauthier, Judge McDaniel, and I have all requested a meeting together with the GLO so that we can get some better understanding. Judge Gauthier has called Deputy Mark Havens with the GLO to request that meeting, either here or in Austin, so that we can better understand the scoring criteria. It appears as though all the smaller counties receive funding and not all of the most heavily impacted counties. Were some of the most heavily impacted counties were completely left out. We had some drainage projects that we thought were a shoe-in and were very surprised. So we're gonna try to get an explanation. And I think Harris County has already filed a protest.
They already filed the protest.
And so we will be following up with that. I had last Tuesday, I had written Rhonda Masters twice requesting information on the scoring criteria, which she has sent me. And Patrick,
let me interject this.
Did you talk to Heather?
Why is it? First of all, number one, who prepared our grant, prepared our information?
Tetra Tech was the group that put
in. Well, I had a meeting with DD6 because of flooding issues in my precinct. I have a meeting tonight with the community. Really, I don't know how we can miss Loden Mall in Port Arthur and Beaumont with the project for DD6. It was a $60 million project that could alleviate this flooding when 85% of our county was underwater. It doesn't make sense. And I really have a deep burr under it, and I hope the citizens of this county has a burr under it. But we need to make sure that they understand we have problems.
Yeah. Going back to your question, Heather McGrone did reach out to me, and we were able to go into the called the Tiger system, but that's the computer system that you have to put it into the applications. So we were able to look at our scores of how we scored on our projects. That's not from the city or city of Port Arthur, just for Jefferson County. Our two projects were the home elevation and the
mitigation.
The shelter.
Mitigation, right.
And the shelter. So that was moving that. So that was our two. The others were done applied for through the drainage districts.
Right.
and they didn't go through Tetra Tech. They were just our two projects. So they had to use their own administrator. So what we found, one of the big things, and we're still researching and gathering some documentation, because we think the scoring on management capability was low. Most, I ran our scores by Tetra Tech, and she said everything seemed to kind of line up within a couple points, except 15 points that we were looking for administration of current grants. The only current grants we have are the infrastructure and the home buyout that we just talked about. And a lot of those are delayed, but they're not us. You know, there's instances where we've requested stuff and they won't approve it for 4 months. So I have a feeling there's a disconnect between who graded that and who, you know, just looking at some of the deadlines that maybe they were penalizing themselves. So we're going to go back and look at that and kind of gather our information, work with Vivian, who's working on those two, you know, to just kind of get some information on where we penalized wrongly for that portion of the scoring criteria.
But we didn't have any problem with loading them on, though, right?
I look at that, but I don't think we were too far off on most of those. You know, that most of the
points. We pre-qualified all those grant applications on Lomont before we ever even decided.
Yeah, there was probably, I'd say, almost 8 criteria that they looked at. So that's kind of where we are. So when y'all have that meeting, we might be whoever is handling our current grants, we might want to have them there also to kind of dispute.
Yeah, and then like we're having some problems. For instance, on our Highway 124 grant for the replacement and widening of Taylor Bio to alleviate that bottleneck in water flow on that bridge on 124. The engineering and inspection came out higher, so then we moved that money around between the grants, and now the GLO is saying that they're going to have some problems with getting it approved in a timely fashion. And so I'm going to meet with DD6 this afternoon, and we're going to call Vivian Blue and see if we can figure out who we need to call as GLO to try to expedite the.
She had offered a solution to that shortly before court, and I'll indicate that to you.
Okay,
I'll
ask. Okay, well, let's do that court then.
I would love to have these guys down here, whoever the decision makers with GLO, so we can make sure we get a chance to visit them. Because if not, I'm going to Austin without a question. This thing has really got my burr, and I'm telling you, I'm not sitting by and just letting it flow. That's just the way I'm at right now.
Because it's hard to believe that every entity in Jefferson County.
Every entity, not just one, everyone.
Yeah, that's.
Well,
when you set the record.
And you know, I'm happy for Meade County.
Yeah, but I.
Meade County is not really normally impacted by coastal flooding.
Didn't I see where Harris County just got big check for the
$750 million?
I don't know if they got the check. Yeah, well, it's requested that they get a direct allocation.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not coming out around two.
Really?
Because that's pretty much
big. That's why two. We need to make sure we end up with this.
Well, and they had already gotten a direct allocation of $5.4 billion. Yeah. That was $2 billion of it. So, you know, the fact that they didn't get awarded any is surprising, but you know, I can't really feel sorry for them given the amount of money that they had that remains unspent. So,
on the facts, I just feel sorry for all citizens, and that's why it's under my burden. We had 85% of our county in the water, and you couldn't get to our county.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay, any other? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. We have it under engineering. We have one item A, the request received by the utility permit to AT&T for the placement of fiber optic cable along Craigan Road with the Valero facility in precinct number 2. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Austin.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under mosquito control, we have one item to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for Hurricane Christ Cooperative Agreement Project for aerial and ground assault residing pursuant to Chapter 791 of Texas Government.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner.
Quick, y'all, quick.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
The mosquitoes are bad, so we want to make sure they get that done.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda.
Judge, if I could, I just wanted to clarify that by tabling that item on human resources, that effectively will stop the paid leave time that we had similar to under FFCRA. That's what we've been doing. But our cases of any type of COVID-related issues have dropped almost nil. And talked to the sheriff just before the meeting. The jails way down, very, very limited. So we don't need to continue that paid leave. That's what that's about. By tabling it, we will cease and desist.
Let me ask a question with that, Kerry. And I know, what about those special cases, 3-4 that may come through? How are we going to deal with them?
They would be required to use, if it comes up, they would be required to use their sick time.
You're okay, Sherry?
No.
Okay, then.
And the reason I say that is because while we don't have two employees, we have two employees now. And so what we're doing is we're getting them sporadically, you know, as they may encounter, you know, inmates. We still get inmates sporadically. And so I don't think it's fair to charge those people as they come, you know, differently than we did other employees. And so while, you know, I understand we've been doing this, you know, kind of, you know, an extension every time, what I was hoping is that it would be on a case by case, that we could come before the court when we have one that we've determined that is COVID related and let you guys make a decision based on an affidavit or information that we present to you guys.
That's why I asked the question, Kerry, because it may not just be the sheriff department. And I want to make sure that we're looking out for the county employees, period. So that's why I said that 2 or 3 that may come.
I tend to agree with the sheriff on this. There's always that possibility we could have some others come along and wipe that last deal.
Okay, this is through June 30th. So we would be, if someone wants to bring it up on the agenda, I need a motion and a second.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to consider discussing possibly approving extension of 80 hours for full pay for employees who are affected by one or more qualifying reasons below due to COVID-19 for additional 30 days through June 30th, 2021, subject to federal, state, and local 14. Our isolation order related to COVID-19 has been advised by a health care provider to self-quarantine related to COVID-19 or is experiencing COVID-19 symptoms and seeking a medical diagnosis. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Are we adding the case by case on it or is it just overall?
No, it's through June 30th.
It's overall. It'd be overall. You just do it through June 30th. It's the additional month extension.
The additional money, if we get none, then we can look at it from the perspective you have, but I just don't feel comfortable putting somebody to come under that gun. Okay. Until we say we got rid of it, you know.
We'll go the 30 days and review it again. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Have it. All right, that completes our regular agenda. If we're going to open up for public comment, if you're present in the courtroom, you'll need to approach the lectern. If you are online, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line and make a comment. So we are open for public comment. Here
Hearing none, this time the public comment is closed. Any comments from public officials?
Judge, I'm just kind of compelled to go on the record that I totally disagree with the Senate Bill number 7, the voters' rights attack on voters, especially minority voters. I want to go on the record to say that I totally oppose, had I been in Austin, had a chance to walk out with them. It's not partisan with me, it's just downright hypocritical. As far, and I have stated that to Senator Creighton and all, everybody I can tell that too. I think it's a discrimination tactic that's gonna affect us from here until whatever happened, because whoever's winning can always change things. And I would hope this court understand it's not political, but I think it's a disgrace by the governor and anyone that supported that bill. Thank you.
Judge, I'm going to second him on that because I wrote this pen for one reason. I appreciate the people that walked out because this is not, this U.S. of A. and this state of Texas is not a commons ran where we limit people the ability to vote. And I have a problem when you stop those individuals that cannot walk up to the poll and you bring out the thing and let them vote. It's wrong. It's just wrong. Things are wrong. I'm simple. The ultimate measure of a man or a person is where he stand in times of comfort and convenience compared to where he stand in time of controversy. This is wrong, period.
Well, we can have different opinions about that. You know, I think if you have to buy, if you have to present an ID to get a fishing license, it's okay to have to present an ID to vote, but that's, we're all free to that. I'm not mad at anybody for what their opinions are about that, and I understand it.
Yeah, but a gun control, Judge, you can carry a gun where you can kill 20 people, and you don't have to show ID. You can just go buy a gun, but then you got to get a license to fish. Yeah, you got to show an ID, but this bill he's trying to put where anybody can carry a gun. I mean, I taught school for 20 years. I've said this before, and some days I didn't need a gun in my hand. So you're just letting anyone carry a gun with no, you know, check, well, very few check for. I have problems with it. So, I mean, and then if you go fishing, you got to have a, I mean, you can get arrested. Get all, you know, okay.
All right, let's see. Anything else?
Judge,
I would mention there were several posts this past weekend on social media about Frankel's, articles about the appraisal district, which I would mention is not the county. It is a separate quasi-governmental entity. It is funded by all the units of local government locally based on their tax levies. The county is one of the smaller contributors to its operations behind the school districts in the city. Some of the posts were completely filled with inaccuracies and untruths, suggesting that the units of local government went to the appraisal district and asked for higher appraisals to get higher tax revenues. Nothing could be further from the truth. I would say this, that Jefferson County did not ask for more revenue. We don't need more revenues. We're financially sound. We did not ask for higher appraisals. The only thing we asked of the appraisal district is that they appraise property at their true market value. I will not sit here and defend the Texas property tax system as being completely fair. It is not. It was, after the Peabody bill in the late 70s, a fair system. Subsequent amendments to the tax code have made it unfair. Under uniformity and equality of taxation, certain industrial and commercial property owners are able to bring contests that push the burden of the tax system off to residential ratepayers. You know, if all properties were appraised at their true fair market value, then the property tax system would be completely fair. Because the theory is, I don't like taxes. Commissioner Offer and Commissioner Pierce don't like taxes. We'd rather not pay them, but we would like to make sure that the checks we write our employees are honored by the bank. And the way that the state of Texas has decided that local governments are going to be funded is through property taxes. And it works well when everybody pays at their true fair market value. And if our tax rate, another thing that social media post said was that Jefferson County had among the highest tax rates in the state, which is completely false. I believe out of the 254 counties, I think that our tax rate is the 12th lowest, I believe. But you can go to the comptroller's window on state government. You can look at every county government's tax levy. We're 36 and a half cents. Most of them are 50 plus to 75 plus cents per $100 valuation. So we're very low.
And consistently low.
Consistently low since 2006, and have not had an increase since 2006, which is 15 years, despite having increases in casualty insurance costs, health insurance costs, and so forth. We've been fortunate in Jefferson County in that we've had an industrial tax-based growth that and residential rate-based growth that allowed us to fund those increases in insurance costs without having to go to the taxpayers. And so, you know, I'm happy to talk to anybody who wants to talk about it, but I will say this, that if I think I never want to speak on behalf of everybody on the commissioner's court, but I think that I can speak on behalf of every member and say that if your property is valued for more than you can sell it for, we want you to contest it and we want you to win. We don't want you to have to pay more than your property's worth. But, you know, if everybody in the system paid what their true fair market value of the property is, we could probably get that 36 and a half cents down to 20 cents per $100 valuation. So the tax system is not fair, but it's not because of anything the appraisal district has done. And if the appraisal district has misappraised your property, then we want you to have some relief. So I'll get off my high horse.
Good points.
All right. Anything further? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
We have a workshop. We have a workshop.
We have a workshop.
Yeah, I like.